The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, the Barrick family was on their way home from church when a life-altering tragedy struck.
Less than a mile from our home, we were hit by a drunk driver who was going 80 miles an hour. He was running from the police. Jennifer was a Glasgow scale of 3 at the wreck, and dead people are 3. And the doctor said she'll never live through the night.
Suffering multiple skull fractures and severe brain trauma, after 5 weeks in a coma, Jen woke up learning to trust God's plan in a whole new way.
Thank you so very much. I welcome you to life today. If you've been watching all week, I'm James Robinson, by the way, and Betty's not with me. I know if you noticed that if you were watching her in the week, she has a real bad cough that she's really having trouble controlling. And she just said, I need to, not be a distraction. And I know you're praying for her. I'm holding an incredible book and an incredible story, Miracle for Jen. Jennifer and Linda Barrick are here. This is mom and daughter, Jen. And I've glanced through the pictures. We'll probably be putting some on the screen. This is one of the most horrific accidents I've ever seen, where a drunk driver just hit their vehicle and just could have killed everybody. And Jen, a beautiful girl, teenager, suffered a terrific blow. Brain damage, just horrific. And through it all, the miracle for Jen is that she's a miracle. And the Spirit of the living God is on her. You'll know the minute I let the cameras turn to Mom, to Linda, and to Jennifer, you'll see the glory of God's on them. And that's what I want to do. I want to welcome this beautiful, beautiful couple, the mom and daughter, Linda and Jennifer Barrick. Welcome to life today.
Thank you.
Linda,
thank you.
Jen, just love and smile, girl. Love that smile. I want you to just take us, Linda, if you will, kind of on this, in so many ways, horrible journey and yet miraculous journey. And then I want you to lead us along with Jen, where I think you've been longing a long time for someone to go with you, to lift you where you've wanted to be lifted, because I think that's going to happen. What happened, Linda?
Well, Jennifer was 15 years old, and she was your typical teenager. We're just an ordinary family who loved the Lord. Jen was a varsity cheerleader and a soccer player and straight-A student, and she loved God with all her heart, but she was a completely different personality than she is now, and she was much quieter, and she had all these journals hidden all over her room, and she was begging God for boldness, and she couldn't really pray out loud, and she was saying, Lord, I want to make a difference in the world, and I want to be able to pray out loud, and I want boldness. And a couple months later, after writing these journals, she was singing in her very first choir concert with their high school choir, and she was singing the song, Lord, You're Holy. And it's all the names of who God is, and she just loved that song. And it was a great night. My father's a preacher, Dr. Ed Heinzen, and he spoke that night on Revelation, and he ended the message by yelling, we win, you know, in the end, we win. And hundreds came forward that night, and just a great night, and I love a party, you know. And so our whole family was there. We started to invite about 20 people over to our house after church. And less than a mile from our home, we were hit by a drunk driver who was going 80 miles an hour. He was running from the police. He had hit another vehicle. The police had actually stopped him for a while and taken him out of the vehicle, did not handcuff him, did not take his keys, and said, stay here, you know. They put him back in the vehicle and had him wait. And that's when he sped off and came at us going 80 miles an hour.
Everything wrong.
And in the pictures, you see where he hit us so hard that he dropped the engine out of his truck and he went over top of our Sienna van. And there is no explanation how any of us should have lived. We all should have died. Our whole family was in the van. My husband Andy was driving, and Jennifer was sitting behind him, and our son Josh was 11. Jennifer was 15. And in an instant, life just changed forever for us. And in that moment, you know, as I'm waking up and my face is just smashed up against this windshield, I couldn't figure out how I got there because I was just watching Jen sing in the choir concert, and I just started praying out loud, and my son Josh was awake. We just cried out to God for mercy, and God was with us. Jennifer was a Glasgow scale of 3 at the rec, and dead people are 3, and the doctors said she'll never live through the night. All 4 of us were medevaced to 4 different hospitals within hours of each other, and the power of prayer is why we're here today. I mean, God just, thousands, some in the crowd tonight, they prayed for us every day that God would spare our lives, and we were begging God to save Jennifer, and she was in a coma for 5 or 6 weeks, and we were just begging God. You know, the doctors wouldn't give hope. You know, they said she'll probably never wake up, she'll probably never walk or talk, and so we just were begging the Lord. And Jen, why don't you tell what it's like to wake up from a coma?
Well, yes, first off, to wake up from a coma, it's not at all how they show on movies. It took weeks. My physical body was so broken. I had to relearn how to do everything, how to walk, how to talk, how to read, how to write, how to get dressed, how to swallow, how to brush my teeth, everything that you do on a daily basis. But it was so neat because during this time, how the Lord just made himself so real and alive to me. And even though my physical body was so broken, my spiritual body was still intact.
I wish you could have been there, James, in the hospital, because here, you know, I'm in a wheelchair, my whole left side is crushed, and my husband Andy's in a wheelchair, and we're watching our beautiful daughter, and she's zipped up in this bed like a tent to keep her from falling out, because as she's emerging, she has no control of her arms and her legs, and the doctors warned us, you know, she could be cussing or biting, she won't know who she is, and we said, we don't care, we just want her to wake up. And in that time when she's emerging from this coma, she never said a cuss word. She started praying and talking to God, and it was unbelievable. She was just saying, Lord, you are so good. You are so faithful. There aren't words to describe you. And we could not talk to her at this time. It was like moans and groans. She didn't make sense. She didn't know who we were. She didn't know she was hurt. And yet when she talked to God, it was sounded like the uninjured Jen. And she would just praise him for hours. And I would say, Jen, you know, she'd be moaning in pain. And I'd say, Jen, can I pray with you? And she'd say, well, he's right here. Just talk to him. You know, he's right here. And the thing that would calm her, the only thing that would calm her from thrashing around was to quote scripture out loud and the praise music. We would play praise music. And James, she could sing every song on the Wow Worship CD word for word. And we would start quoting scripture. And the power of the Holy Spirit was so alive in her. She could quote out loud whole chapters of the Bible, every verse she had ever hidden in her heart. And I'm just like, we're watching this. Her soul was not injured, and yet her mind and her body was completely broken. And the doctor would come in, and he'd say, Jen, raise your right arm. And she could not follow a verbal command. And she couldn't sit up. They'd say, you know, what flies, a bird or an elephant? And she'd say an elephant. And her mind and body was totally broken. Mm-hmm. But spiritually, she was praising God and talking to him for hours and quoting all the scripture. And God was so alive in her. And there was one story that changed my life forever. Different friends would come and bathe me and dress me and drive me in the wheelchair an hour and a half to see Jen every day. And it was Christmas time, and Jen's in the wheelchair, and she has no control of her legs, so she's kicking my friend Pam, and Pam's on the ground, and she's massaging Jen's feet, and we start singing Silent Night. And in the middle of Silent Night, Jennifer just starts singing, and she's glowing, and she's looking up, you know, over here, and at the end, she just goes, Amen! And I looked at her, and I said, Jennifer, do you see Jesus? And she said, yes, don't you see him? He is standing right beside me. And Jennifer, with her brain injury, she was completely blind at this time. She could not look at me and know I was her mom. Somehow God made himself so real to her, and he has filled her with joy and unexplainable peace and joy. And Jen, tell James how you love to view Jesus.
Well, yes, I love to view Jesus as my escort, because there are so many different scriptures that talk on how once you've invited the Lord into your life to be your Savior, how God will never leave you or forsake you, and how he will be by your side every single step of the way. And it just always helped me have the courage just to know that, of course, God will help me, and of course, he will show me the way.
And Jen reminds me almost every day because I struggle. You know, as her mom, I mourned all her losses, and she would be screaming in the shower because it felt like needles hitting her body, and her body was hypersensitive, but she had no short-term memory. And so 5 minutes later, she'd be dancing around the living room singing a praise song saying, I'm so full of joy, you know, and I'm crying. And it was unbelievable to watch how she could just praise God and praise God. And, you know, scripture became so powerful to us. Jen had trouble just getting out of bed, and I'd say, Jen, are you doubting God? And she'd say, no, I'd never doubt my Lord and my Savior. He's the creator of the universe. And we would say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Jen had huge anxiety, and so we would quote, the Lord has not
given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind.
Just to walk in the room.
Can you see, Jen, can you see what God is doing in you, how it's blessing your mom?
Oh,
can you see the joy in your mother?
She pulls me out of the pit.
Thank you.
Every day. You know, every day when we wake up, it's a choice. Yes. Are we going to be bitter or better? And are we going to run to God or away from God?
Have you not seen this just flow all through the church? Are you still there at church at Thomas Road?
We are. Jen joined the choir, and we're in church, and we're traveling all over the country.
Well, she should be.
And
I'm sure, and she wouldn't say a good word about Liberty while she's traveling, would she?
Yes, she would, And God has given Jen a whole new personality. She's now outgoing. She shares Jesus everywhere she goes, and a new ministry called Hope Out Loud, and we have a website, hopeoutloud.com, and we speak all over, and we get to go into hospitals and schools and non-Christian settings, churches. And Jen says, you know, she still struggles with her short-term memory, and so she can't really prepare what to say. She speaks from her heart, and God's just so alive in her, and she'll say, well, I can't remember to not talk about God because I have a brain injury. She just talks about God everywhere she goes, and so many days.
I don't want that to be what it takes to get us all witnessing, all right? But how about we just start witnessing? I want us to do something. You know, this girl loves to pray for others. And our audience, now listen to me, whatever your need, I want you to start whispering it. Doesn't matter what it is. I want you to whisper to the Lord, Lord, I'm asking God to do something really special. Just like what you're doing with Jen. Just go ahead, and we're going to have Jen pray. People all over the world, Jen, they hurt. Broken hearts, broken lives, broken homes. I just want you to pray for all the people right now that just need God to touch them. Would you just pray for everybody as God leads you to pray? Would you do that?
I would love to. Let's pray. Dear Holy Lord, we come humbly and gracefully before you, Father God, and we're just uplifting your name, Jesus, 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 the name above all names. At the sound of your name, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that you, Jesus Christ, is Lord. I want to uplift everyone watching or listening today, Father God, and I know their circumstances may be deep and they may seem like they don't have hope or any chance of security or trust. Thank you, Lord, that we can find all the hope we need and security in you, Father God. We just are seeking you today with all our hearts. I love that scripture that says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So that is our cry today, Lord Jesus. Help us just to know that we aren't ever alone, Father God, because you, Jesus, Son of David, you are our escort. You are with us every single step of the way. Thank you, Father God, for how you give us trials. I believe that, Lord, to be our testimony, to reach the world. Father, help us just to have just a new outlook on trials, Lord, for it just to be our testimony and for us to get excited that you want to use what we go through for your glory ultimately, Lord Jesus. So, Father God, I want to just pray for my dear friend this day. Help them to have the courage and the strength just to continue pressing on. Father God, we do. We put our eyes on you, Jesus, our deliverer. And we do. We thank you, Father God, that with you all things are possible and that there is power in your name and in your name alone. We love you, Almighty Jehovah Rapha. To you alone be the glory. To your name, Father God. Amen.
Oh, Lord, amen.
Yeah.
Jen, I love you.
Love you.
And Linda, I see the Lord in you and your husband and your friends. It's the glory of God. And
James,
and I just thank you.
Jen can't, when she prays, you know, she can't prepare ahead of time what she's going to say because she doesn't have the short-term memory. And if you ask her what she did yesterday, she doesn't know. And she just lives in the now, in the present, and God gives her the words. And you know, if anybody listening is doubting, is God real? God is so real. He helps Jen every day do things she cannot do. And she says, God, thank you for bringing back my memory, you know, when you want me to have
it.
And God can help all of us. Our pain has a purpose. Mm-hmm. There were many days when I was doubting, does God love me? You know, has he been good to my family? And God does love us. He loves everyone so much. If he allows us to go through something painful, you know, 5 months after the wreck, we were seated together in this chair and a half, and Jen was close enough to me to see the scar on my face. And she looked at me and she said, oh, what's wrong with you? You know, and I said, Jen, we've been in a wreck. We've been in a car wreck. And I'll never forget what she said that day. She looked at me and said, I wish I was hurt instead of you. And she was so hurt, she didn't know she was hurt. And Jennifer had scars all over her body that she didn't know she had. And as that year went on, you know, she started, God healed her a little more, and she started to realize she had scars and she didn't like them. My son, he thought his scars were cool because he was a boy. But Jen didn't like hers too much, and so we would talk about it. Mm-hmm. And what did we decide they were?
We decided that they're beauty marks of God's faithfulness.
Well, you know what I hope you'll remember, Jen and Linda, you are beautiful. I want you to remember, James loves you. James Robinson loves you, and Betty, and all of our staff. But I want you to remember this. I see Jesus in you.
Thank you.
And I pray you remember that, and for all of you. And I want you to get this book. This is the miracle for Jen. It's actually a miracle for all of us. You can go online and get it. I tell you what we'll do. If you just be a miracle for somebody today, we'll send it to you. We'll just send it to you as a gift. You know, we're sending a beautiful Bible to those of you who'll help us feed some children. If you'll just help us just feed a child, just do something to help us save a life, we'll gladly send it to you because this is a phenomenal story and you could get it in the bookstores or go online. And why don't you get it for a friend that says, boy, we've been through a lot, and let them see this miracle and experience a miracle and know they win too. I really hope you'll do that. Would you say thanks to this beautiful mother and daughter? Now, I want you to do something here right now. I want to ask you to do something. I want you to take the gratitude that you have for the miracle, and I want you to say, Lord, I want to be part of another miracle. I want to be a part of not only a life-changing miracle, but a life-giving miracle. That will be a miracle for everyone touched by that miracle. You'll see what I'm talking about. You watch this, and with all your heart, you're not only going to want to see a miracle, you're going to want to be part of a miracle. Watch it.
As a widow, suffering isn't something I've escaped in life. Oh, there was a day I might have gone to some lengths to avoid it, but I now know that part of my purpose is to do what I can to breathe hope into those who are suffering. But here, walking through this clinic, it's everywhere I turn in the horrific form of starvation. Part of me wants to run from this scene, but the other to run for help. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. This mother, Shakira, her heart is sick because she's losing hope for her little princess, Louisa, a precious 16-month-old girl so severely malnourished, she weighs a mere 7 pounds. My life verse is Jeremiah 29:11. It's breathed life into me countless times. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I think sometimes we forget it applies to these precious children too.
It's so critical for us to respond, to not hesitate, to not think that somebody else is going to take care of this need. You can be the difference today in the life of this family, in the life of hundreds of thousands of families.
That's undeniable need, but this is a need that can be met effectively. Food. Nourishment that we will put in a heat-resistant bowl that you, the viewers, years ago said, don't let those kids bring tin cans and plastic bags that the food just burns through. We want to give them a bowl. The missionary said, no, we got to feed them. These kids are starving. We don't care what they come. And the viewers said, no, to the missionaries. No, we want to give them the bowls. That's called love. And so what I'm asking you to do now is I'm asking you to respond to the love of God, but I'm asking you to take advantage of the love of God expressed through some of our friends who know the need is so great in drought-stricken Angola and other places, and the children are dying because they didn't have a food line, and the missionaries have found the place to feed them to stop this process, but we need the food. And some of our wonderful friends said, well, we'll give a matching gift of $1.5 million. That's how desperate it is, and we'll do it. But we want to ask everyone who's watching to give the largest gift they can. We'll match it. This is the largest challenge gift like that we've ever had for a feeding program. I mean, this is basically a cash gift to match what you give. So here's what I want to ask you to do. It's a miracle. Stop that cycle. See those mothers' tears wiped away and children saved and have a future. I want you to reach out and touch someone literally with the love of God. Go and get your checkbook or your bank card and dial the number there that's a prayer line for people who have a broken heart or need prayer. Always there. And at least 80% of the calls that come in, no matter how desperate the need, are always people calling, pray for me. And you better believe it will, because the call's paid for by love. We want to help you. But I'm asking you to reach out today, and if you could make a $100 gift, we can feed 10 children for the next month, but now it'll be 20. 30, 50, 100 feeds 3, 5, or 10, but it'll be doubled to 6, to 10, and 20. If you could possibly give $1,000, it'll not just feed 100, but 200. And we have some beautiful gifts we want to send you, but the greatest gift is what you're going to be doing for these families and these children. And you're going to be expressing the love of God, because I'm going to tell you something. These missionaries are going to let these people know the source of that love. It's God. It's Jesus. And they're going to show it in deed, not just word, in action. Thank you for making that call. Thank you for making the gift God put on your heart. Thank you so much. If you want to go online, lifetoday.org, you can make your gift online. And many people do that now. And we thank you.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With all of our previous reserves gone and Angola facing its worst drought and food shortage in 20 years, we need to immediately replenish our funding and supplies for our feeding programs. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's friends have set a $1.5 million matching gift challenge for mission feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 to help feed 3 children will be double to impact 6 children. $50 to help feed 5 children will be double to help save 10 children. $100 for 10 children will be double to help feed 20 children. And $300 for 30 children will be double to help feed and minister to 60 children. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you All Things New, a daily devotional with an inspirational music CD. With your double impact gift of $100 or more, please request the NIV Larger Print Reference Bible. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 and request our commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
I really, with all my heart, hope that you will make a $100 gift to feed 10 children, knowing it'll now be 20. And let us send you this beautiful, beautiful leather-bound Bible, large print. We'll send the beautiful blessing glass sculpture, art piece to say thank you. But we'll also, for any gift today, send Miracle for Jen. And it'll be a miracle for you. She's prayed for you. We just want to say thank you for helping to save lives. Take care of these children. And I just love you, every one of you. Thank you for caring. Thank you for giving us a little of your time to point to Him. And let's live to point to Him, like this beautiful mom and daughter. Don't you appreciate Jen and Linda? Love you, girl. Do you remember I said I love you, James loves you?
Yes.
You remember that? You remember it tomorrow. Okay. Thank all of you. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for your help. Hey, get a copy of this for your friends.
Our very eyes. The child finally, I mean,
Bible teacher and author Beth Moore, tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.